You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.
It is 3 p.m. on May 3rd, 2024. Welcome to episode 816 of the Steve Chong Show in 2024, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. On May 1st, the Trans Mountain expansion, which effectively twins the existing pipeline built in 1953 through Burnaby, with 980 kilometers of the new pipeline from Strathcona, Alberta, just west of Edmonton, through the Burnaby Mountain and West Ridge Marine Terminal, opened for operations. The Trans Mountain expansion triples the capacity of the original pipeline that ends up in North Burnaby from 300,000 to 890,000 barrels a day, with 19 new tanks on top of 14 on the Burnaby Mountain just south of SFU. The Trans Mountain expansion project's specifications are according to its website. However, oil from the two pipelines will not ship from the West Ridge Marine Terminal, northwest of SFU, until mid-May, which will increase from 5 to 34 tankers each month via the Burrard Inlet, according to Andrea McPherson of Global News, where its BC station is next to the Lake City Lake City Way SkyTrain station, just west of the Production Way University. Not only has Burnaby opposed the Trans Mountain expansion, with the BC NDP government also filing legal challenges against it, many Burnaby residents are against the project, including yours truly, as 10,000 live, study, and work in and around SFU's Burnaby main campus, citing spill and fire risks. In 2018, the federal government purchased the pipeline for over $4 billion with the intention of selling it, but the construction cost ballooned to $34 billion. As for this show, there will be another set of independent music, commentary on the SFU athletics, feature on the SFU Red Leafs lacrosse, updates on the Northwest League, with the background and latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up is Chris Hazelton's After Dark, with Amsterdam After Dark.
We'll be right back.
That was Amsterdam After Dark from Chris Hazleton's After Dark. Next up is Rez's It's Not a Phase. The track is Rez_Tim_Silberstein_Dream_State_Explicit_2023-0720-101718. The following content may have some explicit language, so listener discretion is advised.
I feel the darkness start to blind. Is it you or is it me? We're standing in the shadows suffering. Take my hands right around your neck. I feel peace while you fade away. I'm barely here. A dream state. I've got the knife. I won't wait.
I would like to discuss the SAFE Athletics at this time. Three events were on tap for April 27th. The Red Leafs track and field teams competed in the 2024 Ralph Vernaccia Invitational at Civic Stadium in Bellingham, Washington, where distances were in meters with times in minutes and seconds. I will mention the top 10 results for SFU. In the women's hammer throw, Susanna Linuski chucked her best 50.23 for fifth among 20 competitors. Kennedy Primrose won the women's triple jump as she leaped 10.92 for her best jump in a field of six. In the women's javelin throw, Madison Powell hurled up her best 34.69 for ninth in a field of 19 competitors. In the men's 4x100 relay, the quartet of Mitchell Gibbs, Jacob Hall, Liam McDonald, and Josiah Penson-McCoy clocked in at 42.76 as the only team competing in the event. In the men's 1500, Andrew Thompson charged in at 351.96, only behind Kevin McDermott of Western Washington at 348.47. Thompson's teammate Aiden Good darted in at 354.84 for fourth, while Jacob Adani dashed in at 356.61 for eighth in a field of 44. In the women's high jump, Caitlin Hanger hopped 1.47 for fifth among six. Claire Bosma won the women's 400 with a 56.57 bolt in a field of 19. Marie-Eloi LeClaire won the women's 100 with an 11.71 charge, followed by her teammate Jalen Cummings with a 12.44 dash for second, and Carlinda Chetwynd's 12.75 sprint for eighth among 33. In the men's 100, Jacob Hall bolted in at 10.74, only behind Nolan McKinnon of Western Washington at 10.65, while teammates Liam O'Donnell darted in at 10.8 for fourth, and Josiah Penson-McCoy dashed in at 10.89 for seventh in a field of 40. In the women's 800, Elizabeth Vanderput clocked in at 214.53 for seventh among 33. In the men's 800, Colton Plummer dashed in at 154.5 for 4th, and Kira Bogel raced in at 156.39 for 10th in a field of 46. In the men's 400 hurdles, Tyson Carr sprinted in at 56.8 for 3rd, only behind Jaden Edwards of Western Washington at 55.51 among 7. Marie-Eloi LeClaire won the women's 200 with a 24.1 charge, followed by Emma Conant's 25.05 dart for third, Jalen Cummings' 25.8 dash for fourth in a field of 34. In the men's 200, Josiah Manson-Pacquoy rushed in at 21.92 for second, only behind Joshua Caleb of Alaska Anchorage at 21.6. Penson-McCoy's teammates Liam O'Donnell sprinted in at 22.67 for 5th, and Jacob Hall spurted in at 22.92 for 7th among 33. In the men's high jump, Kaysen McDermott leaped 1.8 for 7th in a field of 9. In the men's 5,000, Ephraim McConnett raced in at 14.40.9 for 4th among 45. SFU Red Leafs finished 3rd among both men and women, as men's earned 81 points, while women earned 71. Western Washington won the team crowns, as the men's amassed 285, while women garnered 165 in the 2024 Raul Fernaccia Invitational at Civic Stadium in Bellingham, Washington. Meanwhile, also on April 27th, the SFU women's softball finished their 2024 season with a doubleheader against Central Washington. The Red Leafs defeated the Wildcats 3-1 in Game 1, led by Casey Affeldt, who went 2-for-3 with two runs batted in. Nevada Johnson won her second game of the season, improving her record to 2-5. And Megan Duclos set a new record for stolen bases as she swiped her 87th base. In Game 2, SFU shaded Central Washington 1-0 as Caitlin Zagari drove in the lone run in the top of 7th, as Casey Affeldt crossed home. Shaneka Hollingworth won her second game of the season, a complete game shutout, and finished the season at 2-6. I believe the games were at Ellensburg. Just a minute, please. Just bear with me for a minute. Sorry about this. The games were at Frederick Field in Ellensburg, Washington. On April 30th, four Red Leafs made the GNAC softball all-conference teams, where two earned first-team selections. Megan Duclos, who hit .326, batted in 20 runs, and led GNAC with 29 stolen bases, as her 87 stolen bases are the most in GNAC all time. And Abby Glynn, who hit .292, started all 42 games for the Red Leafs, hit 6 home runs, and batted in 20 runs. Meanwhile, Grace McMillan made the second team, while Jenny Balkan qualified for All-Conference Selection Honorable. On May 1st, SFU Red Leaf Michael Kreslogo was named the GNAC Men's Golfer of the Year as he led GNAC with 72 strokes per round, made history by firing 13 under par 200 in the 2024 GNAC Championships, just one stroke behind the best ever score, became the first SFU golfer since his older brother Michael Kreslogo, who won the GNAC Men's Golfer of the Year 3 years in a row between 2016 and 2018 and earned a spot in the GNAC First Team All-Conference. Dansby Carswell also earned a spot in the First Team All-Conference, where he trailed his teammate Michael Kreslogo with 72.3 strokes per second, just behind his teammate Michael Kreslogo, and earned three top 10 finishes this season. Meanwhile, Justin Bjornsson and Ryan Hoggins earned GNAC second team all-conference selections. On May 2nd, SFU Women's Red Leafs golf team was honored with four first team all-conference selections. Mira Minhas was named the GNAC Female Golfer of the Year as she averaged 4.9 per round, with GNAC leading 19 rounds, earned fourth in the 2024 GNAC Women's Golf Championships with 8 under par 152 strokes over 2 rounds, her second top 5 finish in a row, and a spot in the GNAC First Team All-Conference. Mira Minhas, I believe, finished second for average strokes. Dana Smith won the Freshman of the Year as she led GNAC with 74.5 strokes per round and won the 2024 GNAC Women's Golf Championships with 2 under par 142 strokes over 2 rounds. Cassie Muanham averaged 76.3 strokes per round for 5th in GNAC, 3 top 10 finishes highlighted by her first ever win at Sonoma Invitational. Anaya Bandal averaged 77.8 strokes for 8th in GNAC, rounding out the four SFU selections in the GNAC Women's Golf First All-Conference Team 2024. The Red Leafs head coach Matthew Steinbach earned the Coach of the Year, voted in by his peers, as he led SFU to their second consecutive GNAC crown, with all six golfers in top 10 with 596 strokes. Meanwhile, Sua Park earned the third the Red Leafs' lone second all-conference team selection.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Here are the final softball standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Northwest Nazarene finished first at 20-4 conference, 38-9 overall. Western Washington second, 19-5 conference, 41-7 overall. St. Marlins third, 16-8 conference, 26-19 overall, and Central Washington, 4th, 12-12 conference, 17-30 overall. These four teams clinched berth in the GNAC Championships. As for the rest, Western Oregon finished 5th at 9-15 conference, 21-26 overall. Simon Fraser, 6th, 6-18 conference, 11-31 overall. And Montana State Billings finished last at 2-2 conference with a 9-38-1 overall record.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers established the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Welcome back. The third act is Strawberry Runner's self-titled album. Here is Circle, Circle.
Thank you.
I'd like to feature the SFU Red Leafs Lacrosse, which play in Division 1 of the Pacific Northwest Collegiate Lacrosse League at this time. SFU started in the playoffs last weekend at Washington Grizzly Stadium in Missoula, Montana. On April 27th, the Red Leafs destroyed the Oregon State Beavers 18-5, led by Kip Guthrie's 5 goals. On April 28th, the SFU Red Leafs bested the Oregon Ducks 6-5. However, no SFU stats are available. Welcome to the second half of Episode 16 in the 2024 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music, updates on the Northwest League, with the background and latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up in the second half is the fourth band of the hour, Noble Oaks, When It Finds You, with Your Favorite Place.